This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It is this belief that you are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like something you are behind?
Well, I haven't heard that, but is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing? I mean, you know, if I can help save the world from problems, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to put myself out there. And we are, actually. We're saving the world from a radical left philosophy that will destroy this country. And when this country is gone, the rest of the world would follow. The rest of the world would follow.
The media, the controlled corporate globalists, enemy of the people, the Chi-Com mouthpieces, are trying to gaslight us that there isn't an open push like there was in the 60s to normalize homosexuality. There is now a push to normalize pedophilia. And the left has now added the word P to the LGBTQSQRCWXYP situation. And so I was sitting back today when I saw that clip last night, thinking about it this morning. And I was thinking about all the open pedophilia, all the open satanic cults, all the companies using baby parts in vaccines, baby parts to heat hospitals, and keeping babies alive to harvest their organs in China, wrapping baby fetuses in gold foil so that the elites can eat them. This is all mainstream news. And all the giant pedophilia bust and all the Netflix shows sexualizing little kids and Salon and Vice and HBO and the New York Times legitimizing pedophilia. Shows showing four-year-old girls dancing scantily clad with a pedo talking about how much he wants to have sex with them. I mean, this is sick, sick, sick stuff. And if we don't value our young, we don't value anybody. So now they have shows with 9, 10, 11-year-olds who are becoming these little sluts and twerking for everybody. And all of this is designed to screw children up and to destroy their innocence. And the currency that Hollywood operates off of is pedophilia. That's its frequency. Look at the Catholic Church taken over by it. Look at all these big institutions, all these big universities. It's a plague. They always say, Jones put out the discredited Pizzagate theory. None of it was true. The only pedophilia supposedly in the world was at a pizza place. I never said that. The media made it the issue. They set everybody up to cover something because it wasn't happening there, to divert from all the places it was happening. And the media said, Jones, admit it wasn't happening there. And I said, yeah, you're the ones that first said it. But yeah, it's happening right over here, not there. And they turned that into their defense of it. But everyone sees right through it. But the influences of it are absolutely massive, and its tentacles reach into every level. You know, I've recently had to disassociate myself from certain people, and I feel a very heavy heart that I'm going to have to expose the situation. I'm not going to do it today. I've got too much going on. But this whole evil is right under the surface. And it's coming out onto the open ground now, and we're going to have to deal with it. We're going to have to face all of this, ladies and gentlemen, or we don't have any future or any hope. We have a serious evil problem in this country and on this world. And Trump isn't perfect, but you know what? He's a good guy, and the evil hates him. And the evil hates me, and the evil hates you. Now, obviously, Stephen Bannon was arrested. Southern District of New York, they're the ones trying to get all the Trump supporters. I don't like Stephen Bannon. He's done some nasty stuff. He bare false witness against Roger Stone. But now you see him with a private border wall that raised tens of millions of dollars. And then they kept a couple hundred thousand apiece for their expenses and things. Since when can you not start something like that and have it set up and you get money? I mean, look at the left. They got billions in the Clinton Foundation for treason. So I don't like this one bit. I think it's a serious situation. But you see what they did to Steve Bannon after he worked for him, though.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
Thursday, August 20th. The year is 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're 74 days out from this incredibly critical election. Wow, where to start? Well, there's so much big news breaking and such a crescendo of information unfolding, and so much of it now breaks in the evening because the establishment is burying information in the evening, hoping in the news cycle that used to last weeks, now last days or even hours, that we forget about things. That's why starting next Monday, from 7 to 10 every weeknight, commercial-free. We'll have a few breaks for the local stations, but we're not going to run commercials. We're going to have a three-hour live transmission with myself, Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez, Harrison Smith, and many, many others. Your phone call, special guest, and clips, breaking news, and analysis. And we're going to do this through the inauguration. Now, almost every night it'll be live. But obviously when it gets around the holidays and Christmas and things, we will do things like take compilations of the daytime shows and have someone that takes some clips and then tape to air for the three-hour show every night. But that will be... That'll be announced at the time. But right through the election and the turmoil and the rioting and the globalist attempt to take down America, this is the fight for the Republic. This is historic time, and we're going to be here live. Not just from 8 a.m. until 10 o'clock at night every night. I'm going to come in every Saturday from 2 to 4 to file a report commercial-free. It'll be on the radio and TV satellites and at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. And Owen Schroyer is going to commit. He wants to do it 2 hours commercial-free every Sunday when I end that Alex Jones Sunday edition. Owen Schroyer or other guest host will host the 2 hours because there's just so much breaking, so much happening 7 days a week from this ragtag organization. You've got our full commitment. I'm simply asking you for your full commitment when we go live to share the links from band.video and InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and to call people and to tell them to tune in, because that's what causes the chain reaction. When you get excited, millions of new people tune in. When you don't get excited, we lose. So you're just as important in this revolutionary war against the New World Order to save our republic from this globalist revolution than George Washington was to found the country. We are at that magic game time moment. So I ask you for your support, your word of mouth, your prayers, your financial support, and I ask you to pray for the operation and to really support the crew. And I ask the crew to realize you're in a historic position and to step up to the plate, and I know they will. All right. Let me talk about the point we are in history, then I'll come back and get into all the news, tell you who the guests are today. Steve Bannon, arrested this morning right after Obama's speech, right before Biden's speech, to discredit the wall, to make it look like Trump did something bad. The same company got some of the contracts to build the wall. This is to embroil Trump in a new wall scandal. Bannon is so slippery and so nasty, from what I've seen, that he might be in on this, meeting with Epstein before he died, meeting with the Clintons and others reportedly, that they could have put him into the indictment so that he can now try to implicate Trump or something, which is totally asinine. Trump distanced himself, what, 4 or 5 months ago from that wall, saying, you know, that they're trying to embarrass him. We've already built 600 miles of wall. Trump's really tried, done his best job with all the environmental issues and people blocking. I don't trust Bannon as far as you can throw him. He told the House Intelligence, the Senate Intelligence Committee, that, this is important, that he never talked to WikiLeaks, that Roger Stone never talked to WikiLeaks. Then, a few years later, he tells the kangaroo court at Judge Amy Berman Jackson's operation in D.C. that Stone was their direct line to WikiLeaks and was the WikiLeaks expert, and then he told Trump that. I was there at the time when the conversations were happening. I know what was going on. It's not true. It's not about defending Roger Stone. That's a side issue. It's about defending reality. So he bore false witness against Roger Stone on record. He perjured himself. So when I got a text message a few hours ago, Bannon arrested, before I went and checked it and found out what it was, I thought, oh, for perjury to Congress? No. So I don't trust this as far as I could throw Steve Bannon's dandruff-covered body. Because he is like a disgusting person. And he's a Hollywood, you know, operative that just glommed onto our information and opportunistically then posed as a patriot, then brought in all the globalists in the administration. I don't like Steve Bannon. That said, this is important. I don't like seeing this happen to him because they raised $20-something million for that and they're charging the three-head dudes. They only got a couple $100,000 apiece to be down at the border every week and to fly around and do all that. After you pay taxes, after you pay expenses, that's nothing. And if we're going to have the NRA taken down by the Attorney General in New York, excuse me, out of Freudian slip, if we're going to have the NRA taken down by the corrupt Attorney General, Letitia James, and we're going to have Bannon by the Southern District of New York, the FBI, that's going after everybody, but Bill Clinton could get $4 billion in their foundation for paper play and destroy all the emails and get caught shipping little kids kidnapped out of Haiti and the missile secrets to China and on and on and on, and Joe Biden and Burisma and Joe Biden and China and Joe Biden endorsing China to run America, all the real tyranny. It'd be one thing if all the globalists were indicted, then they got Steve Bannon for something. But reading the indictment, what I could find of it this morning, it's nothing. They said that they misled the public about where the money was going. If you're the executives managing building, the last time I heard was like $25 million they raised or something. That sounds about right. People running projects that big. Couple hundred, I mean, that's not a crime, ladies and gentlemen, but what do you expect to happen to a little liar, not worse than a stool pigeon, like Bannon, who went and bore false witness against Roger Stone? Because let me tell you, Roger Stone was trying to get a job here at the time. He was already on the show. And I said, yeah, get me WikiLeaks. Get me Manafort. Get me Bannon. All those establishment guys wouldn't come on. Even WikiLeaks was on the, you know, ABC News all the time and CNN. They wouldn't give us the time of day. I didn't need them to give us the time of day. I just wanted Roger to get us some big guests. And I said, if you could be like a booker that got big guests for a political show that you do, covering the election and then and the aftermath of the election, then I will hire you for what he wanted, which was a big sum of money. He'd been a consultant for Fox. He was paid by Fox. He didn't want that, you know, said at the time, because Fox doesn't want you to know that most of their contributors are paid. And that's kind of how they control what you say and what you do. So I was there, and I know he didn't do that. And I know they investigated me in the WikiLeaks thing. And I know they had grand juries out on me. And I tell you they've had grand juries. I'm like, oh, yeah, Jones, they got grand juries out on you. Yeah, the very same people do. And so I know what it's like to have done nothing. nothing. And you're under investigation for being a Russian spy. And you tune into the House Armed Services Committee and they're calling you a Russian agent with no proof. And you don't get to face your accuser. At least in the McCarthy hearings, you got to go face your accusers. And then the Senate Intelligence Committee said, to save America, we must destroy Alex Jones. These are quotes. And that I'm a Russian. No, I'm a loyal American stopping your Chi-Com takeover. If it was a Russian takeover, I'd be a Russophobe on their butt so fast, like a bird dog on a quail that just got blasted out of the grass. But that's not what's happening here. I'm a loyal American, and they know the grassroots listen to us, so they want us discredited in silence. So I wouldn't be surprised if they indict me in the next month. That's what this is all about. So they can strut around and say they're the good guys and we're all the criminals. You know, where is the QAnon indictments of the criminals? Where is all that magic stuff? And you got one of them finally indicted, and that's Durham, and that's what's happening there. So when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into Trump, Bannon, and all this other huge news that is breaking right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, President Trump gets asked yesterday by one of these mask-wearing cult members in the White House press corps, the disinformation corps, fighting our country, if he is aware, if he disavows this whole, quote, you know, QAnon movement or whatever, that thinks that there are devil worshippers with children and that there's also cannibalism going on. And that he's saving the world from it. And then Trump goes, well, that'd be a good thing if I was. What the media does is they create a cartoon image of, you know, millions of children underground. And but are there children literally underground basements? Are there children that have been found in basements? Absolutely. But they create a cartoon image of that, hoping that discredits the 10-plus fold increase in child molesters, child rapists being busted, and the fact that there's a whole underground that's now coming out in the media saying pedophilia is a good thing. And now these pedophile networks have taken over major institutions like Penn State and the Vatican. The list goes on and on. This is how this group got us to compromise our souls as a nation, as a species, as a world. And now they're trying to externalize it and make it normal. And that's why they have pedophile drag queen story time with convicted pedophiles in many cases coming in, not even telling you on career day, your third grader is going to be bouncing on their knee. Trump has signed executive orders to expand interdiction of human trafficking. It's exploded. He's got the Navy and the Army involved stopping it. And they're having huge busts of small children kidnapped. And Laura Silsby got caught running Clinton's foundation, shipping thousands of Haitian kids out. She got a slap on the wrist. Some were found dead. AP did a whole investigation on it. She changed her name, and she runs the database for Amber Alert today. People hear that, and they go look it up, and they're blown away. It's true. So this is their currency. This is how they corrupt people. It's how they make money, and it is a giant underground. Are they putting kids in Wayfair cabinets and shipping them around? No. Are they advertising expensive things online that you buy to launder the money? And then you get a child delivered? Abso-frickin-lutely. And so as this all comes out, Trump handles it perfectly, saying, well, it's a good thing because we're trying to save the soul of humanity. But the way they do most of the child killing is they keep babies alive, get the mother to say they don't want them. They put on the bioethics form, not resuscitated. They're kept alive, but they're not counted as living. According to the bioethics board that Dr. Peter Singer developed 40 years ago, that if they decide that you're not a human, you're not. And you have no value. So it's an alchemy. It's a lawyer scam. That's why you have the governor Northam saying we keep the baby comfortable. The mother decides not to resuscitate. She makes the decision not to resuscitate. We keep the baby comfortable. But why do you keep it comfortable? Because they're waiting to get all the orders in and the blood typing in for the harvesting. Because if you kill them right on the spot, it's hard to get the, quote, fresh organs out. We'll play that coming up. But Trump asked if he supports conspiracy theory that he's saving world from satanic pedophiles. Well, he's fighting ISIS that was kidnapping tens of thousands of women and children as sex slaves. torturing them, having 100 men rape a five-year-old girl to death. Hillary Clinton's first cases were representing pedophiles that kidnapped and brutally raped little girls. The whole Clinton system is just littered with pedophiles, and Tony Podesta and running, you know, full-page articles about how he loves art of naked children. They're throwing it in our face. And as I'm speaking, you're thinking of thousands of examples you remember of how sick these people are and how they're flaunting it all right there. But here's the president being asked about it yesterday.
Theory is this belief that you are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like something you are behind?
Well, I haven't heard that, but is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing? I mean, you know, if I can help save the world from problems, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to put myself out there. And we are, actually. We're saving the world from a radical left philosophy that will destroy this country, and when this country is gone, the rest of the world would follow. The rest of the world would follow.
There is sex slavery and sex bondage of women and children all over the world right now. The UN's been caught typing United Nations in giant child trafficking scandal. Snuff films, UN caught filming snuff films, UN caught. I've made films about it. America Destroyed by Design. A third of the movie is about the UN kidnapping, raping, transporting children, and then killing them. And it used to be mainstream news. Now they don't even report it. And Trump is fighting that. Trump said 5 years ago, we need to find and execute pedophiles. Now, here's the latest Daily Mail article came out 2 days ago. It was the top of Twitter. They tried to suppress it. Hashtag Bill Clinton Epstein. And there he is with the underage girl that for years was her sex slave, massaging him. And past that part, go ahead and scroll down, show him massaging. Past all that, you see her in the stewardess outfit where they'd service them on the airplanes. And that's her after she'd already been in their clutches 4 years when she was 18. We exposed this last December in a video at band.video that only has 600,000 views. It needs 10 million, where they're up and running the same network recruiting underage girls that say on video, come visit me if you want me to. So they've got planes where you go up in the planes and have sex with women that look like they're 14, 15, 16, and some are. We know the woman that runs it for Epstein was bought when she was 11 as a sex slave out of the Balkans. And now we have women in the same outfits with Bill Clinton. Again, can we show the band.video article? Headlined right there. Epstein Trafficking Network, up and operational, Lolita Express, still recruiting young girls. And I went from memory, I said 600,000 views. 488,000. Pathetic. I just want that out. We don't even have ads on those. We don't even make money on these. We have to pay to put the bandwidth out. But I want to expose this. I want to show this. Oh, is Bill Clinton indicted? No. He told the world he never flew on the airplane. The witnesses all saw him. They saw him on the island. Of course he did. Bill Gates did too. We built this network to expose all of this, but somebody posted this on YouTube. It got 100,000 views back in December because we shot this on the night before Christmas. Shot it on Christmas Eve. We shot it on the 23rd. It aired on the Christmas Eve. It went up on Christmas, had 100,000 views in like 6 hours. YouTube removed it for hate speech. Showing sex slaves, what's happening, exposing sex trafficking, that's hate speech. What do you think Google executives do? They're all involved in stuff just as bad. And they're protecting it, and they're going down.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen
because she's part African. And now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The last 50 years, we were living off the gas our ancestors put in the tank. But now the gas is gone. The collapse is here. The wolves think humanity is done, and they're making their move. And I do see my problems multiply with the policy of truth. But you know what? People that try to stay out of trouble, they're the ones that get destroyed in the end the worst. And they're the people that never really live. We have gotten in this situation because we've been avoiding conflict. We've been avoiding hard work. We've been avoiding the truth. We've been sweeping everything under the rug. Well, I've not been doing that. And I'm not going to be part of the lie. I'm going to expose it. We're going to get back into Steve Bannon being arrested, what all that means, how that ties to the deep state, the latest on COVID-19, the latest on the Democrat horrible convention. Trump asked if he supports conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory that he's saving the world from satanic pedophiles. There are a lot of Satanists. There are a lot of pedophiles. Trump's fighting them. Imagine ridiculing that. Imagine trying to say that that doesn't exist when that's really the benchmark of the New World Order, and that's what they're promoting out of every one of their filthy mouthpieces. Something incredible. I'm going to break more of this down in a moment, but first off, I'm glad to see people are ordering a lot of storable food because it's a good investment. It's an insurance you can eat. I believe the world's only going to get crazy in the next decade. This is product that's high quality. It's nutrient dense that lasts 25 years. If you just buy food now and eat it in 5 years, you know inflation is going to be intense. You'll save the money that you put into the food just in inflation. And I've always said it's good to have some storable food. That's what all our ancestors did. But where's the canning? Where's the deep freeze? Where's the root cellar? It's all gone. So I've always promoted storable food. But when the COVID-19 hit, we saw them welding people into their homes and locking things down and shooting women at checkpoints and just all this dystopic, crazy stuff. I said, either it's really deadly or it's a hoax. They're going to use it to lock down. And when they lock down the world, it's going to cause major depression, major collapse, supply chain problems. And that's not hard to predict. That's all unfolded. And now with the lockdown still going on in most of the world, it's getting more intense. So with the globalists and the communists launching a revolution, with them saying they want a civil war, with them saying they're going to contest the election, have all these states secede and have their own inauguration. I mean, that is crazy town. And so I would have a bug out plan if your city's burning. I would have firearms and know how to use them. We don't sell those. I'd have high quality water filtration. We got the best for the price you're going to find. Gravity fed, you go to a river, a swamp, have the water go through it. It's clean and good to drink. And we've got great shortwave radios at the best price you're going to find. So you can always get around the internet and pick up worldwide transmissions, including this show, the 6 hours a day on WWCR during the day and at night. Those are great little fun things to have anyways. Pick up all sorts of crazy stuff. Not just AM and FM. But I do believe you need storable food. And I can tell you, talking to our supplier that's the best out there, they got caught up being 8 weeks behind. They told everybody they were. But, you know, when they got up to 8 weeks, they told people, hey, we're 8 weeks for delivery, but we have the food, unlike others that were lying and said they did. Everybody got their food. Most people before the time they were told. Now they're 1 to 2 weeks. Depending on what you order, some of the specialty stuff takes 2 weeks to ship out. They've got the food on hand. But they asked me my opinion. They respect it. They said, what do you think? And I said, things are going to go crazy whether Trump wins or loses. The world's just going to get more insane. They want a worldwide depression to bring us to our knees. I believe that whether it's this year or next year or the year after that, that you're going to be at a point where if the Democrats win, they're just going to come commandeer your factories. They go, yeah, we agree with that. That's already in the FEMA orders. And I just said, I would ramp up and just expect more insanity. And they said, no, we absolutely agree with that. And they were asking me a couple of years ago what I thought, and I told them ramp up. So, I mean, I talked to the owner, I talked to the board, and they listened to me, I listened to them, they're smart guys. And, I mean, I never bought a piece of property in the country and started digging wells and putting in a trailer and solar panels and stuff and, you know, hiding food and stuff. I mean, I used to be 100% offense. knowing that was the best defense to try to beat these people, and I still think we will, but regardless, the damage is so bad now, it's going to be rough. And so I feel really good telling you, you need to get as much durable food as you can for yourself and your family. My Patriot's the place to get it. They're in our back end. You order from us, you're ordering from them, lifetime. Get the very best deal you're going to get. And it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll free. We can answer all your questions. Take your order over the phone, 888-253-3139. 3 months supply, 6 months supply, year supply. They got them all. Specialty meals, specialty deals. 888-253-3139. They want to have us with no food and no water and no medicine. Like used to, I'd go into the doctor and get checked or something. They'd say, here's some antibiotics. Or I'd get a tooth pulled. Here's some antibiotics. And say, I don't need it. And I wouldn't get the prescription. Now I go get the prescription and I go put it in the medicine cabinet to keep it. I mean, I'm doing little things like that, folks. Because antibiotics and things are going to be absolutely valuable. So, because I don't ever need an antibiotic for cracked tooth or sore throat or whatever, but I'll still get checked out in case it's something bad. And I get it in case I need it. And I've got like 7 bottles of antibiotics in the last couple of years. I'm sure their expiration date will be out in a while, but they're still good for a while. And I'm just doing basic stuff like that, and you should too, ladies and gentlemen. Because our biggest weakness is that we are domesticated now and we're soft. And by the way, I'm not... When I'm pointing a finger at you, 3 more are pointing back at me. I am soft. I'm soft. I mean, growing up, we had an electrical problem. My dad would fix it just as he liked to. Now we have an electrical problem. I call an electrician. I don't know what I'm doing. And again, and I love my children, but I dropped the ball. My children, my son's great. He doesn't know all that stuff I knew. And I know like 20% of what my dad did. It's scary, folks. So I'm getting back to things. Like, I used to just shoot guns. I didn't shoot them enough to really get them clean properly, so I'd wipe them off. But I'd take them to a gunsmith and say, hey, check these. Clean them for me. I got my guns out. I'm cleaning them all. I got my cowboy boots out. I'm cleaning those. I got my gear, I'm checking it all, and it's just basic stuff because, you know, I'll buy guns and stuff and have a big gun safe, but I don't have time to mess with them. I got them out. I'm out shooting them. I'm out getting ready. I carry a gun now, and I'm just telling listeners, I know I'm stating common sense stuff here, but we're not in a good position right now, and we've been caught flat-footed, and I'm just telling you, get ready, and then politically get active as much as you can and wake people up and let them know the COVID virus is not causing the shutdown. The lie and the hysteria is, and it's going to devastate everybody. All right, now I'm going to stop now. I'm going to cover what's really going on with the pedophile rings and how big it is that the media is attacking Trump over this. And then I've got a bunch of other newscasts going after the president. I'll give you really what I think is going on with Bannon. And we have several big guests today here. We got Dr. Steve Pachinik coming on about Bannon and about the election. We have Deanna Lorraine in studio with us as well. I'm working on getting Roger Stone on. And I'll also try to open the phones up and take some of your calls. Whatever you do, though, remember, what's king? Your word of mouth. Tell folks how to tune in right now. Thank you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Lanced for hours while supplicants of the cult drink their blood before slitting their throat and cutting out their heart and offering the Baphomet. We think of that as the evil, and that's done as stylized Satanism in the archetype by this cult. Oh, believe it, the DuPonts, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, they do it. And they're on record, and they've been caught. It's come out. And it gets shoveled under the rug, but it's still there. Because it's about selfishness. And if you'll hurt a child and steal their future and horrify them and wallow in the evil and do that to yourself, then the cult knows you're beyond the point of no return and that you can be trusted to carry out incredibly parasitic, predatory garbage. You're cut off from God. That's why any real evil criminal organization wants you to commit unspeakable crimes against innocence, to know that you are now outside of God's control and God's defense. because lightness and darkness cannot mix. And that's why MS-13 and other Latin American drug cartels make members kidnap 10, 11-year-old girls as their favorite, and they torture them to death with electricity and with fire, and then finally kill them after they rape them. I remember reading even in Texas Monthly, back when it was a good publication, when I was in high school, about one drug dealer the other drug dealers grabbed in Matamoros, and how the guy tortured him for a day in a satanic ritual, and he couldn't make the guy cry, so the devil worshiper killed him but then committed suicide because Satan was angry at him because he hadn't broken the person's will and gotten the energy of horror and pain. So this is all well known. ISIS does the same stuff. It's the same thing in history. And it's happened throughout history in every archaeological dig, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, in the Americas. Every culture built pyramid altars. They might be 10 feet tall, they might be 500 feet tall. But they always sacrifice humans to snake gods. You think we just cooked this up ourselves? No. Now, you just type in MS-13 tortures young girl to death in ritual. It's everywhere. And they usually the media covers it up. Because you're not supposed to know about those type of crimes. Oh, one cop does something wrong, kills a black guy. It's the biggest news ever because they want to make it about that. They abort 30 million black babies. Nobody cares. But think about China with 3 million Muslims in death camps, over 1 million Christians, 1 million Buddhists in death camps. Their organs are taken. They're sold. China's on record shipping baby parts out as an aphrodisiac and as a collagen injection to French companies that then sell it to the West for women's lip injections. So you're not killing a baby in a satanic ritual, openly trying to be evil. You're just so narcissistic and so empty. You're doing it out of pure selfishness and don't even care you're involved in murdering a child. It's like Pepsi. A court ruled 7-8 years ago that in a lawsuit by shareholders, they couldn't say what the baby flavoring was for, but later it still came out that they test the flavor testing in a chemical test made out of baby parts. People say, oh, well, the baby parts aren't actually in it, so it's okay. Oh, no, they just develop the flavor from baby parts and then synthesize it. See how that works? So, when you read about confirmed Chinese communist newspaper endorses Joe Biden is smoother to deal with than Donald Trump. You mean he lays down? That's the official communist Chinese endorsing him. Well, Trump put out a 2-minute ad attacking Biden for openly endorsing China against America. And I was thinking of a lot of clips that are worse than what Trump's people have put in this. I thought of one from Biden 3 years ago saying the communist Chinese should be involved in every aspect of our lives, telling us how to live and what to do. So the communist Chinese take babies' organs. They take adults' organs. They kill people. They torture people. Death camps, bigger than Hitler. But the media makes a joke out of it, like, oh, you know, Alex Jones or QAnon or these groups say there's also devil worship going on, you know, to make it sound cartoonish, to distract from what they know good and well is going on. And they've got a talking point to cover that up. So now even though these reporters aren't in there having a blood stew or whatever, even though they're not actually torturing a baby begging for mommy to get the dark energy that they get off that horror that these entities feed off of, they still just cover up for the group that's doing it. Because that's what all this is about. The wars, the death, the killing. So here is Trump's new ad. Joe Biden won't stand up for the U.S. But he doesn't just not stand up for it. He attacks it. And then we added the other clip at the end. Here it is.
After the steel mills fell, it just all crumbled. I'm third generation. I've worked at steel mill for a year and a half. And now the steel mill ain't even there.
This is just the way of the world. China is an economic rival to the United States. It does export, it does manufacture, and yes, it takes American jobs.
We want to see China rise.
China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man. I mean, they're not bad folks.
I believe then, and I'm even more convinced now, that a rising China is an incredibly positive development. China has made remarkable strides.
ABC News investigation this morning into Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and questions about money he made from foreign business dealings while his father was vice president.
And did Joe Biden allow it? We're talking about millions of dollars in at least two countries.
Did you talk about China or your deal with China?
No.
A 12-hour flight over?
No, of course not.
That never came up.
Less than 2 weeks after that trip, BHR Partners was launched, a private equity firm funded in part by Chinese banks.
He has come forward and said it was a mistake on his part to be on the board.
My son's business dealings were not anything where everybody that he's talking about.
What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board.
Hunter Biden holds an equity stake in a company that's taken over $1.5 billion in loans from the Chinese government. This is obviously an issue.
What they said is China would prefer Joe Biden.
China and Iran want to see Donald Trump's defeat, and they're looking for ways to make that happen.
China's a great nation, and we should hope for the continued expansion.
Growth in China is overwhelmingly in our interest.
And there's much more to come.
And now the steel mill ain't even there.
I'm also proud that more than 160 Fortune 500 companies are operating in Chengdu high-tech zone, including pioneer American businesses like Intel, Dell, and Oracle. The U.S.-China relationship has also improved dramatically in the past 30 years. In order to cement this robust partnership, we have to go beyond close ties between Washington and Beijing, which we're working on every day. Go beyond it to include all levels of government. Go beyond it to include classrooms and laboratories, athletic fields and boardrooms. That's why we launched our 100,000 strong initiative to boost the number of American students studying in China each year.
Has a name, ladies and gentlemen. It's called treason. They took the incredible wealth and power of this country, set up bureaucracies and regulations so you and I, everyone else, couldn't do business, and said, that's just the way it is. They said, don't worry, though, you'll be a service economy. And now they told us the movie theaters and the dance studios and the restaurants and the gyms and the nurseries for children and for plants, they're non-essential unless you're Walmart or Target. Or unless you're Governor Newsom's dozen-plus wineries and restaurants. They didn't used to be, by the way, sold out. Their profits are way up. Now you got to go to them. Everybody else is closed. And that's a microcosm of where Newsom closes all the other wineries but his. Just like they closed America, but they got to manage the middleman sellout of the country. And that's why Trump said a few weeks ago, they're going to try to take me out because I'm cutting this off. We'll do deals that are fair all day long. You want to move to China, do it. But you're not getting an unfair advantage. Level playing field, that's the way it is. And that's why these scumbags, look at Biden 3 years ago, he could talk. He's had another stroke, folks. And they're so arrogant, they just put him up there and don't care and tell you he's fine. And his wife has got to go around saying he's cognitively there because he's gone. Because they're like the Communist Party. It's rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Well, we're 6 months into the COVID-19 lockdown, and now...